Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You've probably heard that song. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And you'll be, if you haven't heard it this year, you will probably hear it in the not too distant future. It's beginning to look somewhat like Christmas at our house. There are wrapped packages stacked in the corner where the Christmas tree will be placed. There are boxes stashed out in the garage, and there are boxes stashed in our closet. We have a candle that even helps our tree to smell like a real Christmas tree. Today, our sanctuary looks a whole lot different, too. It looks a lot like Christmas is coming. Yesterday, there were more than a dozen people here scurrying around, putting up all the garland and the trees and decorating them. The banner was changed, and there was coffee, and there were coffee to drink and goodies to eat. Christmas goodies, the kind of things that we associate with this time of the year. It's pretty clear Christmas is coming, and we are getting ready for it. And it is fitting that we do so, because today is the first day of Advent, and just 3 weeks from today is Christmas Eve. And so we consider that time of getting ready. But actually, Christmas has been coming for a longer period of time than that. Stores have had Christmas displays up for a couple of months at least. And the concern is that by the time Christmas finally gets here, we are so up to here with music and preparations for Christmas and the hustle and the bustle that we just can't wait to even get it over. I'm always discouraged when I see Christmas trees out in the street the day after Christmas. And so when that happens, then we miss the whole point. And I wonder if those people who do that have not missed something very important to them. We prepare for Christ to come into our lives one more time at Christmas. We prepare for him to come and bring that forgiveness that he offers to us. Today is also the first day of the church year, and so we're reminded of that newness that we get with Christ. That newness of a new year, a new church year, a new calendar year, a new day, a new week, a new month. The new church year begins closest to the Sunday that is November 30th. That's the day of the Feast of St. Andrew. And so there's a lot going on today, a lot of newness. Advent begins just 4 Sundays before Christmas Day. This year, Advent is as short as it can get. It's only 3 weeks and 1 day long. And that means we have less time this year to prepare. So if Advent is a time of preparation for us, a time to prepare for Christ's coming, how do we do that? How do we prepare ourselves? It's easy to prepare the church. It's easy to prepare your home. We put up decorations. But what do we do to prepare ourselves? How do we get ready? Well, preparation takes time. It's not something you just say, okay, I'm ready. When we got ready for our 125th anniversary celebration, we started almost a year in advance. We chose a date. We called the district president to make sure that he would be available to come. We contacted other pastors to let them know that the day was coming, and those pastors who had been here were invited to come and be there with us. We began sprucing up the building. We began getting the landscape ready. All of those things took time. For us Lutherans, perhaps more than other denominations, Advent is a time of preparation. It's a time to get ourselves ready, a time to prepare our hearts, not to decorate ourselves, but to prepare our hearts and our minds for his coming. It's a time for contemplation and a consideration of what Christ has done for us. For that reason, the gospel lesson seems really out of place for today. We hear the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem. That was the Sunday before Good Friday. That was the Sunday before he arose. And so we might be thinking, well, what the world does this have to do with Christmas? Christmas deals with a baby boy who comes into the world. The gospel lesson has to do with a grown man coming into the capital, to Jerusalem, not on a king, not on a horse as a king would come, but on a lowly donkey that no one has ever ridden. And so we have to wonder, what is this all about? Well, it's about forgiveness. It's about that forgiveness that Christ brings to us. What was it that the people said as Christ rode into Jerusalem? Hosanna. What does Hosanna mean? It means save us. Christ came on that day to save the people of Jerusalem and to save us. He comes this Christmas again into this world to save it from its brokenness. That's what we are preparing for. That's what we are getting our hearts ready for. That's what we are getting our minds ready for. We're getting ourselves in that spirit of Christmas, if you will. And we need to do that because the world would have us believe that we have Christmas because the retail industry needs to have a profitable month, at least. The world would have us think that Christmas is a reason to have parties, that it's a time for us to bake all those goodies, that it's a time for us to gain another 5 pounds. But the real reason for Christmas is that Christ came. I love those signs that say Jesus is still the reason for the season, because indeed he is, and that's what we are getting ready for. And so what are some of the things that you might do to prepare yourself and your family for that coming, for that Christmas Eve when we celebrate the birth of that baby in Bethlehem? I think we begin today, because we can't begin yesterday. We begin today to see Christ coming in the sacraments. Today we will receive the body and blood. We will receive his forgiveness in communion. We can begin by attending Wednesday evening services to recharge our batteries, because the world would discharge our spiritual batteries very quickly. We can begin by lighting an Advent wreath in our homes and maybe do that while we are having our evening meal. As we buy gifts, we can remember the real reason that we give gifts to one another, and that's because God sent his gift to us, his Son, and that will help us to prepare. You might prepare also by increasing your daily prayer life. You might read the texts that are appropriate for this time of year, all of the Old Testament prophecies of Christ's coming. We might read the story of Christmas in the book of Luke. We might do something for others, for the poor, for the sick, perhaps the homebound. We could be taking things to them. We can go visit them. You might even do something good for somebody that you don't like. But in these rapidly changing times, in the difficulties of this time, we might say, but where is God? Is he really here? I don't feel his presence. Where's God when people are murdered in church Sunday morning as they're worshiping? Where's God when nations threaten each other, when rulers threaten and call each other names? Where's God when your personal life seems to go south, when everything in your life seems to go wrong and no one seems to understand or even care? Where's God then? For some people, this time of the year brings sadness and depression because there's more darkness. There's a condition called SAD, seasonal affective disease, and it affects a lot of people. Where's God in all that darkness in the world? we might be tempted to say, God seems so far away, I don't know where he is. When we do that, the question we might really ask ourselves is, has God moved away from us, or have we moved away from God? Let me reassure you that God has not moved away from you. Think of all the places in the Bible where Jesus says, I will never leave you or forsake you. God is here with us. But you might say, well, okay, sure, you can say that. But where is he? Let me suggest to you that he is here today with us. He comes to us in the invocation that we begin every service with. We invoke God's presence by saying his name of the triune God. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also with them. And so we begin in his name, and he is here with us. God is here with us today in the absolution, in the forgiveness of our sins. In a few minutes, you're going to hear these words. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Jesus is here with us, present in that blood, in that wine, and in that bread. In a way that we don't understand well, that we can't really explain in a mystery, but still in, through, and under those elements, God is here with us. And then today, when you leave the communion rail, you will hear these words, depart in peace. God is here to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. And so Christ is here with us today. And he will be here with us as we prepare for his coming this Christmas. As we begin to prepare our hearts and our minds for Jesus' coming, let us pray that we would develop an even closer personal relationship with him. Let us pray that he softens our hearts so that his home is soft as the hay in the manger that he was laid in Bethlehem. Let us pray that he clears out the darkness and shines his light into the world through us, that all the world might see his light come to this world. And as we prepare our hearts, may we also remember that we are never alone, that Jesus is with you and me, and that changes everything. There's no enemy greater than your friend Jesus. There's no problem too big for your friend Jesus. There's no shortage that's too dire for your friend Jesus to respond to and handle. Jesus' wealth and his blessing and his gifts for us are always enough. And so that means that your life can be filled with hope. It can be filled with the hope of Christ coming this Christmas. It can be filled with the hope that one day he will return and take you to eternal life in heaven. May God make it so. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.